Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of Jamie's Journal. Hopefully you can hear me okay. My cell phone's up. So good morning, everybody. We are walking through Proverbs for 31 days, which is March. We are already in, I believe, the second week of March already. though my calendar in front of me. But we start off, no, we're in the first week of March. My bad. I'm just thinking about, like, wait, Sunday was March 1st, so we're not in the second week yet, but we're running towards that. We're running towards that. But we are going through Proverbs, and we are going strong. I know we didn't talk about it on Monday too much, but I want to get into it quickly, go over some lessons in the chapters. Because Monday we were just skimming through Proverbs, but as I drink my green tea this morning, let's welcome Dr. Arlene Spann. Are you there?
I am here this morning with green tea. How are you?
Good. How are you? What are you drinking this morning?
I am green tea with a hint of peppermint. So that's that little green going on. Mm-hmm. With absolutely no sugar or anything like that. Just a hint of peppermint.
Yeah, I didn't put any sugar. I'm trying to get used to the no sugar taste, which I try and do with green tea. I don't put any sugar in it. And I have it for the last couple of, I think, weeks. But it's a certain kind that I buy, you know, OG. So, Organo Gold is a certain kind, and I don't have to put sugar in it. I don't have to put, you know, all that stuff in it. But I never tried peppermint, so... How are you this morning?
I am well this morning. I'm looking outside. You always have to look at what's going on in my environment. And it's kind of a little dreary out here today. There's like a little bit of precipitation going on where I am. But at the same time, if I look in the background, there's like this cloud in the background where it's like the sun is just battling to try to come through. So it's a nice view this morning. It's a picturesque view this morning. If I had a camera, I would take that picture because it's a gorgeous picture. One that you would put on a postcard, gorgeous view that I have this morning. So I am just wonderful and just great and just waiting to just dive into the Proverbs because I know we're going to be talking about wisdom today. So, whoop, just can't wait. I'm excited about getting started with Proverbs.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I was trying to, well, I'm always reading the Bible, and the thing is, with all the books and stuff that I do have, because I used to be in the minister's class, you know, I got the short version of everything, so hopefully we can get through a couple of chapters, and then by Friday, you know, we can go over maybe chapter 6 or chapter 7, and we'll be done for a week. So that's the awesome thing about a book. So, it's dreary over here, too. And the thing about it is we're going to get more snow on Thursday, which is tomorrow. I'm trying to remind myself, today is Wednesday, right? Trying to remind myself, okay, today is Wednesday, and keep on reminding myself, you know, because, you know, I could run through the week and forget, and I'm like, what day is it? Oh, it's Friday, because next week, I think one of my nephews gets out early, and I'm like, uh-uh, he can't get out early. we got to put him to work or something. But, Proverbs. Let's run through a couple of them, and then we'll talk about them. Because we didn't go through chapter one. But let me just start reading. To promote wisdom, discipline, understanding, righteousness, justice, equity, prudence, knowledge, discretion, learning, guidance, which is verse 2 to 7. What blended works? Wisdom, found 41 times in the book, is more than knowledge and insight. It includes, 41 times. It includes skill in living a morally sound life. It can also include a skill at a craft. In Exodus 31:3, for example, skill is the same word as wisdom. Skill is the same word as wisdom. The starting point is the fear of God, verse 7. Next, paying attention to parental instruction, verses 8 to 9, and avoiding bad companions, which is verses 10 to 19. Wisdom cries out her warning. Wisdom cries aloud her warnings, but if these warnings are ignored, the consequences are dire indeed. Verses 20 to 33. Chapter 2. Wisdom must be sought wholeheartedly, the place to find it in God's word. Then follows a warning against the adulterous strange woman, a warning that is often repeated. While wisdom is personified in Proverbs as a pure and morality, beautiful woman, the adulteress is the opposite of wisdom. She is folly personified. Chapter 2, that's chapter 2. Now chapter 3, a superb and beautiful chapter, kindness, truth, long life, peace, truth, peace, trust in God, honoring God with our material possesses prosperity, security, happiness, and blessedness. That's chapter 3. Chapter 4, wisdom is a principal thing. It is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. The path of righteous grows brighter and brighter, while the path of wicked will grow darker and darker. That is chapter 4. And chapter 5, marital joy and loyal, a warning against unchaste love. Solomon had many women, but advised against it. He seemed to think the one wife arranged better. Verse 18 to 19. Chapters 5 to 7 speak about loose women. Judging from the faith of Solomon devotes to them, there must have been a good many such women then in Ecclesiastes 7:28. In the background is always the imaginary of God-given wisdom that leads to moral living personified in the wife of one's young youth, and the pursuit of the folly that leads to disaster personified in the adulteress. The personified is like the word of the day in this chapter. Well, in chapter 5. But as I read through this, which is really interesting, so there, what we're going through is the book of Proverbs. And it just said that in chapter 1 that wisdom was mentioned 41 times. But we want to focus actually on chapter 4, because wisdom is the principal thing. Chapter 4. Today is, I'm trying to look at my calendar, trying to get it right. It is the 4th. I'm right. I just wanted to let y'all know it's March 4th. So I am right on time with all the chapters. I even read you chapter 5. But I might put in verse 6 if I can. But what do you think about this thing called wisdom, Arlene?
You know, as I'm sitting here listening to you read off the main topics or the headliners for each of those chapters, I'm thinking of wisdom. The first one you said, wisdom cries out loud. So that lets me think that wisdom has a loud voice. Wisdom wants to be heard. Wisdom wants us to know that wisdom is here. Wisdom, we think about, like when we say to children, we'll say things like, you're smart. And when we think about you're smart, it's almost saying like, you're wise beyond your years. So wisdom is there to lead, guide, and warn us, because you also talked about consequences. So wisdom say, if you do this and you do that, understand there's consequences for whatever it is you do. So wisdom is giving us instructions. Wisdom is helping us with knowledge. And then you shared about wisdom, and you said that an adulterous person or adultery or whatever you said is the opposite of wisdom. And that was just great. I hadn't thought about that. And then you talked about Solomon, even how he himself had all these wives, but at the same time, he said, okay, but one is better than the many. So he's telling us, listen, I've tried it. I've tried more than one. But let me tell you something, people. One is good enough. Go get yourself. Just get yourself one. And that's so he's imparting, he's crying out loud to let us know, be wise, gain the knowledge, get the principal things. I'm giving you some instructions. Understand the instructions I'm giving you. Pay attention to what I'm saying. I see him saying that to us, that we need to pay attention, and that's what wisdom is saying. Wisdom is out there on the mountaintop yelling, shouting, saying, get yourself some understanding. Pay attention. That's what wisdom is doing. So it behooves us in everything that we do to be smart. Remember that acronym about smart, like, you know, specific and all of those things? But this one is a different kind of smart. We want to pay attention to the teachings that's found in God's Word. And the teachings this morning that we're talking about are found in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4 wants us to be taught of the Lord, but hold on to his word, keep it in our heart, and get wisdom. Back to you, James.
Awesome. See, I knew she had some over there. I knew she had some over there sitting there at her desk probably listening to me. She always does. But I wanted to actually look at a key verse. Proverbs 4, chapter 11. I'm saying 11, but it's verse 7. Proverbs 4, verse 7. It says, a lifelong quest. A father's advice can easily degenerate into a don't do this or don't do that. But the fatherly advice of Proverbs isn't preoccupied with rules. Instead, this father tries to help his son develop a love for the best thing in life, just as his father did for him. This love for the best love, and most of all, wisdom, begins with listening to the father's voice. But it goes beyond taking instructions. The love of wisdom becomes a lifelong quest that may make you a wiser than your father. So as we look at chapter 4, we see that wisdom, if you don't have wisdom, you better get some wisdom. You better get some understanding. And the reason why I'm putting this out is because of since January, one of my friends been talking about it. One of my other friends been talking about it. And I said, well, you know, we as people, we don't really sharpen our tools with the Bible. We, you know, Christian people, we say we don't have time. We are people that always say we don't have time. We don't have time. We don't have time. We don't. But you do have time. We make time for what we want to make time for. You know, if I told you I was coming over to your house and I said we're going to sit down and read the book of Proverbs, you would say, I don't have time for that. But if I said, you know what, I'm coming over to your house and we're going out to eat, oh, okay, well, what time? You have time for everything that is given to you in a day. You know, I sometimes I say that, oh, I don't have time. Oh, yeah, you do have time. You just got to make time in your busy schedule. Everyone has a schedule, and everybody thinks that they're so busy, and you probably are, but when are you going to take time and get some wisdom? That's my question to you. When are you going to take the time and read your word? When are you going to take the time and just listen to what God has to tell you? You know, sometimes I during the day, I say, look, God, I trust you. Wherever you're taking me, okay. You know, and we got to learn to hear more instruction from God, because God's always speaking. Sometimes we just don't always hear what he's saying, you know, and it goes from having a job to not having a job to God not providing, you know, and it goes hand in hand. You know, from the time you wake up, from the time you go to bed, what are you going to do? Are you going to continue to live in lack and say, I don't know? You know, I always ask my nephew this question. What are you doing? And he says, I don't know. And that's the famous thing. I don't know. Instead of saying, I don't know, why not put your mindset, put your head and some godly wisdom? Why not walk through the Proverbs every single day, you know, and study the word instead of saying, I don't know? Back to you, Dr. Arlene Spann.
You know, listening to you, I like how you always, your nephews have wisdom. I listen to you, and really the scriptures do say that even a child is known by his doing. So, you know, children, yep. We can learn a lot from children. You know, you say things to them, but we can learn a lot from them, because as you share them and the I don't know helps us to understand that even as adults, there are many times that we don't know things, but wisdom says to us, even when we don't know it, to search it out, even when we don't know a thing, to try to figure out or try to get some understanding or find that knowledge, find that wisdom, get the understanding so that you are better off to serve your Lord and your Savior, so that you are better off and better equipped to be able to help others as well. So thank you for sharing this morning, because there are many times that we don't have the wisdom and we need it. You said that if we don't have, matter of fact, I think James says that he who lacks wisdom, let him ask for God. So if you don't think you have the wisdom that you need, ask God for more wisdom. That's all you got to do. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, talk to him like we're talking. Listen up, God. I mean, you might not want to say it like that, but but I need some wisdom. Give me a little more wisdom in this situation right here. And if you ask him, lo and behold, you might find out he'll just give it to you. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. And that's true. That is true. And a lot of times, honestly, from my personal experience, I've asked God. I said, God, why can't I have more wisdom in this? You know, and a lot of times I do. I thank him, I praise him, you know, all this. And I'm like, okay, why can't I have some more wisdom? And sometimes we have the wisdom right in front of our face, but sometimes we got to say, okay, God, I trust you for him to reveal it to us. That's deep right there, right? You know, sometimes the wisdom is right in front of your face, because I'm in a lot of things. I'm doing a lot of things during the day. And the one thing I do is a lot of times I'm like, okay, what just happened? You know, and I'll talk to God about it, and I'll, okay, all right. But sometimes God just wants you to trust him. God just wants you to tell him that you love him, that you adore him, that you trust him. No matter how isolated you are, no matter how lonely you are, no matter how much you need your bills paid off, no matter how many times people call your house 10 times a day saying, this bill needs to be paid, do you have the wisdom to say, you know what, it's in the mail? You know, I'll get paid tomorrow, I'll get paid next week. What, you know, tell them, look, my bill's paid, my bill is in the mail, or I'm getting paid next week, and I'm going to pay you next week, you know. And a lot of times we don't just tell a person what it is, you know, because we have the wisdom. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we really do. I think it's right in front of our face, but sometimes we ignore it, you know. And I go through this day in, day out, like, okay, Lord, what did I just what did I just miss? What was that, you know? And it is. I truly believe. I don't know if you find that out sometimes, Arlene, that it's right in front of our face, but sometimes we just don't see it, so we gotta say, okay, God, reveal it more clearly to me what you're trying to say.
Yes, and because sometimes you're exactly right. It's right in front of us. We don't realize that it's there. And he just needs to illuminate our minds so that we can see it. You know, and then it's like, aha, that's what it is. It was there all the time. You were here for me all the time, Lord. Thank you. And that's what wisdom does when it's crying out. It's crying for our eyes, the eyes of our understanding to be open. And that's what happens in many cases. We open up our minds and we receive and hear what God has to say. And that takes some training as well, because we don't just get it overnight. Sometimes it's the kind of thing where God just has to come and allow himself to be illuminated in our minds so that we can hear his voice and then act accordingly. Back to you, Jamie.
And the amazing thing is, this is the amazing thing. Sometimes we are in the position where we need to be, and sometimes there's people that need to come and get in position. Sometimes we're in the position. We're ready. We're like, okay, my arms are open. I'm ready. But we got to wait for that person to come and say, okay, what do you need? You know what I mean? So sometimes it's there. But we sometimes ignore it. We overlook it. We look around the mountain. We look through the mountain, and we're like, where is it? Sometimes it's on the top of the mountain. But you got to open your eyes to see it, you know. God's saying, I love you, daughter. I love you, son. But you keep on looking for love everywhere else. God's saying it. Open your eyes and see it. Do you see it? It's real clear. I'm calling you this, I'm calling you that. And you're looking everywhere else. Do you see it? Do you see what I'm telling you? Do you recognize it, or do you just okay, God, who's next? No, sometimes God wants you to be in that place by yourself, just so you can realize, okay, what else do I need to get done? So we're going to end on Proverbs 2:5-7. Then thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Proverbs 2:5-7. So, wisdom. What are you going to learn from this short lesson on wisdom? Arlene, how can we get in touch with you if we want to know more about you and being an author?
You can get in touch with me by reaching me at arlenesweats@gmail.com and also on Facebook, Arlene Van Sweat. I do have a Facebook page. Or you can reach me at www.arlenesvansweats.com. And it's something I want you to remember that Proverbs says. It says this: keep your mouth free from perverseness. And that means, as we're speaking today, as you speak, think about what's coming out of your mouth and don't allow any corrupt communication to come from your lips today. So we're going to declare Wednesday the day of no loose lips. Look, back to you.
That's true. Don't let anything corrupt come out of your mouth. That's so true. And I hope you learned something from this short lesson on wisdom. Join us on Friday, 10 a.m. We're going to be sharing we went over chapter 5, so maybe we'll go over chapter 6 and chapter 7 and go through to verse 10. But you can always get in touch with me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. And I'm on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, you know, the whole nine yards. So in May, Mompreneurs is coming up strong. So if you know anybody who wants to share their story, who wants to be celebrated as a mother, you want to come and contact me and let me know. You know, hey, I got a woman who wants to share her story. You know, you will get a free book from me. I'm writing and I'm continuing to write because mompreneurs do so much, and I wanted to celebrate them in May. So I want to say God bless you. And my time is up, but we're not done. We have more on Friday. Friday, the 6th, 2014, at 10 a.m. God bless you, and let your words be of wisdom and not corrupt. Have a blessed Wednesday. God bless you.